So this morning, the Bible readings, kicks right off saying, "I never knew you, depart from me." These are pretty strong words from Jesus. But in our responsive reading, it explains, I think, in more detail exactly what that means. I can go through life doing great works, but not be of God, or doing it of God. It may be good, it might be a good person. But I'm not of Christ's mind. So if I'm not of Christ's mind, then how can Christ's mind know me if I've been shut down to it? One of the biggest differences is that, as it clearly says, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse happens to you." In the sense, the pleading and the begging and turning to God saying, help me, is all fine and well, but realizing that the God activity is already at work within you and that you simply awaken to it and just say, thank you, and realize that on earth as it is in heaven, I can express that God activity that's already within me. That is my creative and intellectual ability to come closer, to be this one, to grow more in the image and likeness. So know that that activity is already there. I don't have to plead and beg for it. I just need to awaken and practice it. So this is the science of God. And the science of God is the God wisdom that we practice and make manifest. Quimby stated that liberation from many forms of religion has destroyed the devil as a being and located him in man's evil thoughts and acts. And we are taught that to get rid of him, to keep ourselves free from mischief and learn to do good. In this manner, science will show the serpent's head called disease. And when man learns that its body is in our ignorance and we create him in ourselves, the same as we create the devil, then this old serpent, the devil, or disease, will vanish. And man will be free from one of the greatest curses that has ever affected the human race. And that comes from Phineas Parkhurst Quimby, printed from Ron Hughes's The Complete Writings and Beyond. So, of that, I was looking a little bit at Emma Curtis Hopkins, who was a great healer and practiced from what she learned in the Bible, and was also a great teacher. So those she studied with Hopkins included the Fillmores, the founder of Unity, Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, and Melinda Kramer, and Nona Brooks, the founders of Divine Science. Emma pointed out that Jesus could only do what he saw the Father do. So therefore it is in the company that we keep, that we truly learn. You know, we have a saying, hang around with the winners and let the winners rub off on the winners. It's the same idea. Jesus let God rub off on him. Truly and perfectly. To be in the light is the ability to awaken within each other that from which we originally came from in the first place. So what we're doing is waking up to that which we already are. We were born of this and now we awaken to it. A place that is not far off, but of which we are in the midst of. A place where the soul is vibrated with happiness. Our radiant true self is the wellness of love imaged in God. My shadow self is ignorance, immaturity, mournfulness, and incompetency, of lack. These, in the sense, are the two wolves. Do I want to be feeding the radiant true self in the wellness of love imaged in God, or do I want to feed the other side? I have a choice, because we all experience both sides. But which side do I want to come in and have be the bigger part of my life to teach me, to help me heal, to help me grow, to help me be more loving and more at peace? So today, blessings instead of cursing. With every cause, there is an effect. No way around it. And of course, the true causation in life is God. That is the absolute causation. So, when we bless, we move outside of the hurt, the pain, the sickness, the disease, or to muse with that word, the dis-ease. When we bless, we allow a healing to begin, to take place. We can bless ourselves, our places, and others. It is important to just stop and just say, I bless my body. I bless my mind. I bless my home. I bless my surroundings. We can all do that. Each and every one of us. And it puts us into a mindset that has changed. And when that mindset changes, different things begin to happen. We are powerful beyond realization. For God is powerful beyond all that is. And what we've done when we begin to bless, we've entered into God mind through Christ consciousness. It's very powerful. You see, so when we bless, we don't have to support an idea or belief. We're allowing a healing to begin. When we bless it, it comes back to us. So if there's something you're troubled by, you don't like certain ideas or beliefs that people are practicing, you don't curse them. To curse them is to support it, actually. Because now you're playing by their rules. You're in an absolute state of dissension and anger and worry and stress. So you look at that belief or idea that you don't support and you bless it as a healing process, rather than fight and continue to create division. You bless it. Resist not evil is what that is all about. I turn to the light and I let the light do what the light does, rather than go smashing into something like a ram, you know. This, for me, is one of the greatest lessons that Jesus taught us and practiced. This is the truest of the blessings itself in the birth of Jesus Christ. We have been given the grace and the wisdom within to live and guide us. We simply begin to bless. See, so again, we have been given the grace and the wisdom within to live and guide us. So I should turn to this as often as possible. It's okay. It's not like you have only a certain amount you're allowed to turn to per day. You can turn to it 7 times 70, or 1,000,000 times 70 if you wish. Doesn't matter. It's not about anything like that, you know. We've allowed ourselves to enter into a consciousness of peace. So basically, talking about what everything that I've been saying here is, and this comes from Divine Science's Truth Heals, and I am paraphrasing. So what is wrong in opinions believed, felt, expressed, and made manifest? What is wrong? See, God, truth heals. In God, nothing is wrong with our being, our essence. It's our opinions that is wrong. Our opinions create this sickness. It creates something terrible within and terrible around. There's a t-shirt I have, and I love it. And of course, most people won't catch it because I'm talking about divine science. But it says, science could care less about your opinions. And I like that. You know, or another one, I have two of them. The other one says, science is greater than opinions. And in the absolute truth of spiritual science, yes. You know, we have a slang sentence that I like. It's like, I used to go to God and tell him about my big problems. Now I go to my problems and tell him about my very big God. You know, it's a whole other way of thinking. It's like, oh, you're messing with the wrong person. Check out who's got my back, you know. To be ceaseless in positive expression is to be of spirit. That which we are born from, to know and have wellness, is to be in harmonious unity with the infinite God expressing through us as us. We are only held in bondage by our own thinking and beliefs adverse to good, and in doing so, creating lack. So, all I am is wellness, and all I am is joy, and all I am is love, abundantly and infinitely so. Just thinking or speaking truth does not make anything. It simply recognizes health or perfection as the true nature. See, that in and of itself is not enough. We first must truly see one another as God in expression. And when we do not see evil, we can only see God. Jesus only went about doing good because he only saw God. And God was with him, as he is with us all. So we do not get caught up in all of that. It doesn't mean I'm not aware of the problem, but I don't see the evil. I see God. And I see that absolute goodness, and from there, whether which one starts first, doesn't matter. I start blessing and I start to see that, or I see that first and start blessing. Doesn't matter. God's like really gives us a lot of slack, actually. We have a lot of ways to put ourselves into Christ's mind and truly practice it. Because again, it's not enough to speak it and just recognize it. It's in the practice of it, the putting it forth, that it begins to make manifest and that we have the opportunity to evolve in it. So, you know, I've known people who walk around with tons of little quotes all day long, but they're always in a frenzy. They're always in a panic because they're not, they recognize it. They think it's good, but they're not really practicing it. They're not really putting it into their life. They're not allowing it to make manifest. They're just recognizing it and speaking well of it. Which talks about here again about the clanging of cymbals and the smashing of, you know, the blowing of trumpets. It's like Jesus says, I don't know you. I know you not. And that's what this is talking about. See, so it's not some hard judgmental thing. Like, oh my God, how's Jesus, how am I going to be? What am I doing? No, there's a science to this. There's a way of working things. And they automatically work. It's not a judgmental thing, which it kind of sounds like here. That's not it at all. It's really just wisdom. Even common sense. If I'm working it, then it's working. If I'm not working it, it's not working. It's so simple sometimes that that's what makes it so easy to trip all over. Because of its simplicity. You know, we tend to be a human, compared to but any other species on this planet, we seem to be the ones with the complicated mind. But it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, it can be turned over to something very wonderful and beautiful. I think this complicated mind is all about the fact that we can have God's wisdom and kingdom here on earth, here and now. We can tap into that. Not to say the other, our other buddies and friends on this planet aren't already doing that. Sometimes I wonder. I mean, if you ever think about it, a duck is really quite perfect at being a duck, and a squirrel is absolutely perfect at being a squirrel, but the human being, oh man. But we seem to have a bigger responsibility into consciousness to awaken. So awaken into blessing. Just start blessing. Just begin to let that happen. And I give you a dare. When you start blessing, put a smile on your face. Even if you're not feeling like it, smile and bless. And allow yourself to see what's happening throughout your entire being as you do that. You know? Because it's so easy to be overwhelmed by things in life. It is so easy. And we can really justify all of it too. And that's where it becomes even more dangerous. I mean, how can you not justify it? How can you say, oh, what do you mean? What do you... It's like, yeah, that's really tough. That's just, wow, it just keeps coming out. But I can justify it and say, woe is me, and get a pat on the back and a lot of sympathy, or I can start stepping up to this and realize that I am of Christ consciousness and that God is in expression working through me, and I can begin to overcome these things. And it's amazing how that works. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm going to close with this. I found this has been around for quite a while. It's a 15th century Sanskrit, and it's my little hello to everyone with the 2020. Look well to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In it lies all the realities and varieties of existence, the bliss of growth, the glory of action, splendor of beauty. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day, for it and it alone is life. Such is the salutation of the dawn. So, God bless.